Кросс Радио.
Zdravo, 210. Kros radio iz Ljubljane je tole in v njem še vedno odmeva mednarodni festival Mesto žensk, ki je cel prejšnji teden polnil ljubljanske klube, galerije in odre z žensko umetnostjo. Projekt K-Web, ki je potekal usporedno s festivalom, je omogočil tudi dosledno arhiviranje festivalskih vsebin in v okviru tega projekta je nastal tudi intervju z eno od sodelujočih umetnic. Šelbatra Ješari, videoumetnica, ki je do svojega 11. leta živela na Kosovu, svoje ustvarjanje pa sedaj že leta nadaljuje v Belgiji, bo zdaj le v naslednjih 4 minutah govorila o svojem osebnem dojemanju feminizma in njegovih manifestacijah v njeni rodni domovini.
Question I have to ask, are you a feminist?
Am I a feminist? I think I am, yeah. But I don't think that I define it in a very traditional way. I think that that for me it's important that as a girl or as a woman you can do whatever you want, whatever comes up in your head, and that you the goals that you have for yourself, that you want to get to them. And I think that I come from a society where that is originally, I mean, where that is not always the case, where you don't always have these rights. And that I've been like displaced into another society where then, like Mares said, feminism is not a fancy word. You know, it's not good to be a feminist nowadays in Western Europe. It's very hard, but not only in Western Europe, it's everywhere. But I think I am, not only for myself and for what I want to achieve in my life as a person, but just for the fact that there are still a lot of women in the world that really do not have a lot of rights, like in the Arabic world or whatever, even in the home room how do you call that, the house room, where a lot of women go and make career, but at the same time when they're at home they have to be a mother. And so yeah, I am and for me it is a political question, just like they discussed in the debate. And I wish there were more. That's all. Yeah. I'm still very much in contact with my Kosovar roots, so I go back a lot and I have a lot of contact with family and with friends. So, and it is a completely different society. I mean, it's incomparable, actually, because they're... Yeah, I mean, in Kosovo, you can go to certain areas in villages and you have the feeling that you're like in Middle Ages, while if you go to a city, you encounter people that think the same way as my friends do in Brussels. So it's this shift between something that is very ancient and something that is very modern is fascinating to me. It's not that I don't judge it, you know, but it's just completely different from a lot of, from Western European countries.
What indications have this feminism in Kosovo? I mean, what are the stereotypes, you know, how the feminists look like in that middle Kosovo. Age area?
In the middle age area, you don't find feminists.
No, or what do you think how the feminists look like? You
know? What they think about feminism? Well, it's very, they think of it in a very stereotyped way, I think. Not everybody, but like most of the people. Yeah, you've got also a little movement of more left-wing people that are more concentrated on ideals, like all the European youth of this period. But I mean, like, if you go to a village like that and I start talking to an old lady, if I talk to my grandmother who also lives in a village, then I'm fascinated in some way or another by their wisdom because of their age. But in another level, I feel pain for them because they had a very difficult life as a woman and they had a very inferior position as opposed to males. And it's not it wasn't easy for them, and it's still not easy for other people, because there are still women that have to go through that kind of living. Yeah.
Takole, to je bila Shell Batra Yashari v intervjuju, ki so ga pripravili sodelovke projekta Kao Web. Več intervjujev in tisu z festivala Mesto žensk pa najdete na www.cityofwomen.org, klik na predelnico Kao Web. Ljubljanski Cross Radio pa zaključujemo z novim domačim albumom. Pure Age je projekt industrial ambientalne elektronike, ki je štartal že tam v začetku 90-ih let. In v 90-ih kar pomembno zaznamoval domačo elektronsko sceno s pojavljanjem na najpomembnejših festivalih in kompilacijah. Novi projekt skupine Pure Age je album Anadonia, za pokušino slišimo komad Death Throne, kaj več pa v enem izmed prihodnih krosov. Lep pozdrav!